Tormes.
The town of Füssen and the History Channel extend their greetings to you in the High Palace, the Hohes Schloss. In 1269, the first castle was built by Duke Ludwig of Bavaria on the hill above the monastery. But only a few years later, it passed into the possession of the Augsburg bishops. In the late Middle Ages, from 1486 to 1503, the Hohes Schloss, or High Palace, was built up into the complex that can still be seen today. It was commissioned by the Augsburg Prince Bishop Frederick II of Tollen, who, like his successors or illustrious guests, enjoyed using the castle for a summer holiday. Otherwise, it was the bishop's superintendent who resided and officiated here. In the Thirty Years' War, the entire Augsburg bishop's court fled to it to escape the advancing Swedes. The late Gothic Knight's Hall has a coffered ceiling with magnificent relief carvings. They depict the bishopric saints, who are grouped around Mary, the Mother of God. The St. Vitus Chapel, also late Gothic, was decorated in Baroque style by the no less famous Wessobrunn Pageter, or plastic worker, Johann Schmutzer. It is, however, the illusionist decorations on the facades of the inner courtyard that are especially impressive. They're ascribed to the fresco painter Fidelis Eicheler from Hechingen, and are not to be found anywhere else in Germany to this extent. The paintings frame the windows and porches, sometimes even simulating non-existent oriels or bay windows. Together with the irregular shape of the inner courtyard and its many little towers, the High Palace has a very picturesque appearance. Some of the rooms in the palace can be visited by passing through the picture gallery, which exhibits, among other things, precious late Gothic panel paintings from the Swabian Allgäu region. From the picture gallery, you also have access to the clock tower of the High Palace, from which you can enjoy a splendid view of the old town and Lake Forgen. Emperor Maximilian was a guest in Füssen at least 36 times to go hunting or when he was travelling between the two centres of his empire, Innsbruck and Augsburg. And it's not the case that he just cost the town money. At this time, Füssen was a very prosperous town, which was attributed not least to the upswing in the economy resulting from the emperor's visits, and the emperor's enjoyment of music, which greatly stimulated lute playing and lute making in Füssen. Thank you for your attention. The town of Füssen and the History Channel wish you a pleasant stay. Auf Wiedersehen and goodbye. Tormis looks forward to meeting up with you again at some other place.